Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
So Karen, what I want to talk about today is a little bit about how trust and working with teams go hand in hand.
All right, let's do.
Sounds good. Sure. So it's interesting because it's so funny. One of my favorite moments that you and I have ever had with working with a team, we're talking about the team and how trust is so important. And, we took them through a couple of exercises, super powerful, because there wasn't a lot of trust on the team. And after about, maybe about 40 minutes, that one person's like, all right, we trust each other. Why do we have to do this?
All right, why don't we get down to the real work?
And it was
huge.
It was huge insight on how much they were willing to skip trust to focus on results. And the reality is that team needed trust in such a way. They ended up getting there, but it took them a bit.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? People think that, you know, when we do trust with teams, it's not the warm, fuzzy stuff. It really is. It's the hard work. That's the work. Like, that's the rolling up your sleeves and getting your hands dirty and talking about the real stuff that gets you to move forward. And the thing is, in this, for that person in that team, it was uncomfortable, right? And also, it wasn't as action oriented as they were used to being. But that's where, you know, you've heard us say it again and again and again, that trust is the foundation for everything.
Yeah, and it's trust is, you know, is different than action. People can hide in action super easy, checking things off their to-do list, getting shit done, let's focus on the results. But to really be the team that comes together to be able to produce amazing results, trust needs to be there. And so we often get asked, like, what even creates trust? So what are the components? How do you do that? And there's a lot of different ways, but part of trust is to say, I've got your back, you've got my back, right? Being able to say we're in this together, having it feel as if there isn't a hidden agenda on anybody's part.
Yeah, you know what, Jen, that reminds me just of a meeting that we had the other day with somebody. We absolutely, you know, love this woman, have, you know, so much respect for her. And when we're having a conversation about doing some work in her company, I mean, she was so straightforward. So pull no punches. So I'm not going to put any smoke. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no rainbows and unicorns. It's just, you're going to hear what it is that I'm thinking, and there's no BS. And I feel like with that right there, that's the kind of thing that so many teams are missing, because there's not that straightforward, hey, this is what I'm feeling, kind of like straight talk. Do what you say, or say what you mean what you say. And right there, that alone just causes trust. And the relationship that we're, you know, that we have with her and that we're going to have moving forward with her, just knowing that, hey, we're going to call each other on stuff. We're not sugarcoating things. We're going to talk elephants in the room. That's huge.
And I think it's even about talking about our own elephants.
Yep.
Right? So let's break that down a little bit, right? So one of the things that can really build trust is when people can show a sign of vulnerability through, I made a mistake, or I'm not sure how to do this, or, hey, I need your help.
Yeah, big time.
And those three components right there are those phrases that you think about. What it does is saying, I don't have all the answers, and together we can figure it out. And when I allow people to see my own vulnerability, I have to trust that they're not going to use that vulnerability against me. And when I extend that, hey, I need some help, do you think you could help me, kind of attitude, what it's saying is that I trust you enough with being able to acknowledge that.
Yeah. And that's the open conversations that need to happen for the trust to actually occur. And I think that a big part about that too, Jen, is right there with that vulnerability and creating that trust, we're creating transparency. Mm. So the transparency is there that's going to go with it. So it's, you know, basically, hey, I'm going to tell you what's happening, right? And this is about understanding. So for so many organizations, it's helping people understand the why and understanding what's really going on. Because we don't, I mean, when we hear in organizations, you know, so many organizations have the value of transparency. But what does that truly mean? And helping people understand what that means. And with that transparency comes trust.
Yeah. So a couple of other things I want to highlight is that it's also when people can be a little bit unguarded with one another.
Yeah.
And being able to sort of let a wall down to just sort of say we're all human.
Oh, totally. Right. We all screw up. And the thing, right, when you mess up, and then we will clean it up.
You know, it's funny. I'm just now thinking about different components of trust. So Kathy Shanley, who we do, she's one of our Kickstart Your Edge coaches. I trust her to the moon and back. And so then you have to sit there and say, well, why is that? And the reason is she's super responsive. She's completely on task. She does what she says she's going to do. And she brings an element to make things even better.
And she's fun.
Oh, totally fun. Yeah. Right? Personality aside.
Right. But all those kind of things. But the thing is if you just said that right there, those are all the elements that are insanely important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so being able, so I can just trust her to go do what it is that she's doing and to be
without micromanaging.
Right. And it's, and I just share that because then when you sort of think about these things, you can sort of break down the elements of trust and where are they. So that's a good takeaway for the listeners here is to think about who's somebody you trust and why do you trust them? Who's somebody you don't trust and why don't you? And so it's about being able to build it. Same thing's going to happen when you're coaching and you're working with your clients. It's how do you quickly establish trust so that the real work can be done?
Yep. And we'll talk about that next time.
Sounds good.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.